Good morning.
早安。
This morning, we'd like to read 1 John chapter 4.
今天早晨我们要读约翰一书第四章。
1 John chapter 4, we'd like to read from verse 7 through verse 21.
约翰一书第四章，我们要从第七节读到二十一节。
1 John chapter 4, verse 7.
约翰一书第四章第七节。
Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. The one who does not love does not know God, for God is love. By this, the love of God was manifest in us. Then God has sent His only begotten Son into the world.So that we might live through Him. In this is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us,And His love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in Him and He in us, because He has given us of His Spirit.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。凡有爱心的，都是由神生的，并且认识神。没有爱心的，就不认识神，因为神就是爱。神差他独生子到世间来，使我们借着他得生。神爱我们的心在此就显明了，不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。亲爱的弟兄啊，神既是这样爱我们，我们也当彼此相爱。从来没有人见过神，我们若彼此相爱，神就住在我们里面，爱他的心在我们里面得以完全了。神将他的灵赐给我们，从此就知道我们是住在他里面，他也住在我们里面。神父差子做世人的救主，这是我们所看见且做见证的。凡认耶稣为神儿子的，神就住在他里面，他也住在神里面。神爱我们的心，我们也知道也信。神就是爱，住在爱里面的，就是住在神里面。神也住在他里面，这样爱在我们里面得以完全，我们也可以在审判的日子坦然无惧，因为他如何，我们在这世上也如何。爱里没有惧怕，爱既完全，就把惧怕除去，因为惧怕里含着刑罚，惧怕的人在爱里未得完全。
She's ahead of me. So I'm continuing on 14. All right. We have seen and testified that the Father has sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. We have some to know and have believed the love which God has for us. God is love, and the one who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. By this, love is perfected with us, so that we may have confidence in the day of judgment, because as he is, so also are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves punishment, and the one who fears is not perfected in love.We love because He first loved us. If someone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For the one who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And this commandment we have from Him, that the one who loves God should love his brother also.
我们爱，因为神先爱我们。人若说我爱神，却恨他的弟兄，就是说谎话的。不爱他所看见的弟兄，就不能爱没有看见的神。爱神的也当爱弟兄，这是我们从神所受的命令。
Let's turn one more verses in in Judas.
我们再来看犹大书的一节。
Verse 21.
二十一节。
Keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting anxiously for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to eternal life.
保守自己，常在神的爱中，仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯，直到永生。
Keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting anxiously for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to eternal life.
保守自己，常在神的爱中，仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯，直到永生。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you for your great love.
父，我们感谢你的大爱。
It's beyond our understanding and beyond any measures.
实在超过我们所求所想的。
And even that we can contemplate this love for the rest of our life, we will not be able to comprehend it.
我们余生，我们都要来明白这爱，我们都没有办法明白。
And we just pray that even that this is beyond our understanding, that you can just fill our spirit and our heart with your love this morning.
虽然这爱是超过我们所能测度的，但求你用你的爱来充满我们的灵，我们的灵。
And you can call us with your love.
你能用你的爱来呼召我们。
And we can respond to this calling.
我们要向这呼召回应。
So that we can live on this earth with love in our life.
我们能活在这地上，能有爱在我们的生命里。
And we pray that this morning you will open your words, so that we do not only have a mental understanding of your word, that we can get into the spirit and truth.
早晨，求圣灵再来光照你的话语，叫我们不单单在心思里明白，叫我们能进入这话语的灵意和真实。
And this can only be accomplished by the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
这只有借着圣灵的恩膏才能成就。
Therefore, we commit this time into your hands.
因此，我们把这段时间交在你的手中。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
奉耶稣你的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
This morning, we'd like to use this portion of the scriptures to consider two questions.
今天早晨，我要用这段圣经来思想两个问题。
The first question is, what is love?
第一个问题是什么是爱？
Now, this is a very easy and very profound question.
这是一个很容易但是却很深奥的问题。
And on the surface, everyone understands what is love.
从表面上来看，我们都明白什么是爱。
And we all have experience to love and to be loved.
我们都曾经历到爱人与被爱。
But from the other side, it's actually very, very difficult to understand what is love.
从另一方面，我们是非常难真的明白什么是爱。
And second question we want to consider together is how can this love be perfected in us?
第二个问题我们要思想的就是这爱怎么在我们里面得以完全。
Then we'd like to use the First John chapter 4 to consider these two questions.
我要用约翰一书第四章来思想这两个问题。
And especially from Verse 7 to verse 13, we'd like to consider this question, what is love?
从第七节到十三节，我们思想什么是爱。
And from 14 to 21st, we want to consider how can this love be perfected in us?
从第十四节到二十一节，我们来思想这爱如何在我们里面得以完全。
And it is a precious portion of scriptures.
这是圣经里头很宝贵的一段经文。
And it's not an easy one.
是不容易的。
And you can read it very quickly and think that you understand everything.
你可以很快地读过，你以为你已经明白了。
But when you come back to ask, to contemplate, to think about, to consider each verses, then every verses is so large.
但是当你再回头，你一节一节的来思想，你会觉得每一节圣经都是这么的深奥。
And it is actually impossible to go through all in 1 hour.
实在我们不可能在一个钟头之中来把这段讲完。
Therefore, we want to concentrate on a few important things in this portion of scriptures.
因此我们就来思想这段圣经中的几点重要的点。
And I'd like to consider just four points from first part concerning what is love.
我从第一段我要来思想什么是爱。
And you read from the verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God.
第七节，亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。
Brother and sister, every time we read the Bible, when we count the word for, and we need to stop.
弟兄姊妹，我们每一次读圣经的时候，如果我们读到因为我们就要停下来。
Because there's something important that author want us to know.
因为这里作者也讲到一件很重要的事。
So there, here it says, for love is from God.
这里说因为爱是从神来的。
In other words, love is not from any of us.
爱不是从我们任何人来的。
And this is so important for us to understand.
这是何等的重要，我们每一个人需要明白。
And love is not from any of us.
爱不是从我们来的。
Now we have so much frustration in our spiritual life because we try to love with our own love.
在我们属灵生活中有许多的难处，因为我们想试着用自己的爱来爱。
And we read Ephesians chapter 5, as a husband we need to love our wife like Christ loved the church.
我们读以弗所书第五章，那里说到基督先丈夫爱妻子要如同基督爱教会。
And then we try in our practical life and realize it's impossible for us to love our wife just as Christ loves the church.
然后我们在实际生活中，我们就觉得我们的丈夫要爱妻子如同基督爱教会一般是多么困难。
Then we heard we shall love our God with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our mind.
然后我们又看到神说我们要尽心尽性尽意尽力爱主我们的神。
Then we look at ourselves in our daily life and it's impossible for us to love the God this way.
然后我们看看我们的生活，我们就知道这是多么的困难，我们没有办法这样爱神。
And we cannot love our neighbors as ourselves.
我们也不能爱邻舍如同自己。
Therefore, we must understand love is from God.
因此我们必须明白爱是从神来的。
But we do have a capacity to love.
但是我们确实有爱，能够爱人的力量。
And we have ability to be love.
我们有能力能被爱。
But love is from God.
但爱是从神来的。
When God created man, God created in us a capacity to receive love.
当神创造人的时候，神在我们里面，有给我们能力，叫我们能爱人。
And God's intention was for us to receive the love of God.
神的本意是叫我们能够接受神的爱。
And the way the man's was to receive this love of God was by eating the fruit of from the tree of life.
人能够接受神的爱的途径是吃生命树的果子。
If Adam and Eve ate the fruit from the tree of life, they will receive this life of God.
如果亚当夏娃吃了生命树的果子，他们就能够得到神的爱。
The man will be able to love God with an absolute unchanging and incorruptible love.
那人就能够用这不能改变没有条件不能毁坏的爱来爱神。
And man would have this selfless love.
人就能有这个无私的爱。
But God want man to choose this love willingly.
但是神要人能够甘心乐意的拣选这爱。
So God planted another tree.
所以神在园中放了另一棵树。
The tree of knowledge of good and evil.
就是分别善恶的知识树。
And if Adam and Eve ate fruit from this tree.
如果亚当夏娃吃了这树上的果子。
They also gained a love.
他们也得到了爱。
But this love is self-centered love.
但这爱就是以自我为中心的爱。
So choice was very clear.
所以这拣选是非常清楚的。
It was between a selfless love and self-centered love.
这就是无私的爱和以自我为中心的爱。
And God wants Adam and Eve to choose between these two kinds of love.
神要亚当夏娃从这两种爱中拣选一个。
And now you know, you pay attention to what serpent said to woman.
那你再来看这蛇对女人说什么。
And the serpent said, For God knows that in the days you eat from this tree, your eyes will be open, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.
蛇说，因为神知道你们吃的日子，眼睛就明亮了，你们便如神能知道善恶。
The serpent was saying, you know, if you eat this from this tree, it will be good for yourself.
这蛇就是说，如果你们吃了这树上的果子，这对你是有益处的。
And Adam and Eve, in their own free will, chose the self-centered life.
亚当夏娃就在他们自由意识中，他们就选择了这自私的爱。
And this is love that we all have in us.
这也是在我们里面的爱。
And we call this natural love.
我们称这爱为天然的爱。
In natural love, we love a person, only this person is lovable.
在天然的爱里，我们爱人是因为他是可爱的。
But then who decides whether this person is lovable?
那谁来决定这人是可爱的呢？
Us.
我们。
I decide who is lovable.
我来决定谁是可爱的。
I decide who I love.
我来决定我爱谁。
Therefore, this love is completely self-centered.
因此，这爱完全是以自我为中心的。
This love is relative, always changing, and is conditional.
这爱是相对的，是永远在改变的，是有条件的。
I can love you if you can meet this set of conditions.
我可以爱你，如果你能达到这些要求。
With nature love, no one can love God with all his heart and with all his soul and with all his mind.
用这天然的爱，没有人能够尽心尽性尽意尽力爱主我们的神。
And no one can love his neighbors as himself.
没有人能爱邻舍如同自己。
So brothers and sisters, the first important point is that love is from God only.
弟兄姊妹，所以这里最重要的就是爱。是单单是从神来的。
And we don't have it.
我们没有这爱。
Therefore, when we come to this matter of love, we must understand it only can come from God.
因此我们说到这爱的时候，我们必须明白这爱单单从神来的。
And there's a second very important thing we need to know.
还有第二件事我们必须知道的。
And that is the second four in this portions.
这就是
In verse 8,
在第八节,
the one who does not love God, who does not love, does not know God, for God is love.
没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。
We usually know this verse, God is love.
我们都知道这节圣经，神就是爱。
But do you realize this is one of the greatest revelations?
但你明白这是最伟大的启示吗？
Because it does not say God has love.
因为这里没有说神有爱。
He says God is love.
他说神就是爱。
We understand God has power.
我们知道神有能力。
But God is not power.
但神不是能力。
God has wisdom.
神有智慧。
God has honor.
神有尊贵。
God has patience.
神有忍耐。
But these are the attributes of God.
但这些是神的性情。
But Bible didn't say God has love.
圣经没有说神有爱。
The Bible didn't say that love is an attribute of God.
圣经没有说爱是神的性情之一。
The Bible said God is love.
圣经说神就是爱。
Love is the essence of God.
爱是神的本质。
What does that really mean?
这里是什么意思?
That means verse 7, everyone who loves is born of God and knows God.
就是第七节，凡有爱心的都是由神生的，并且认识神。
The love is not a thing that can be given to you.
爱不是一件可以给你的事。
The love is not an attribute that you can learn.
爱不是一个性情，是你可以学习的。
It's not a skill that you can be trained.
不是一个可以训练你而得的技巧。
The love is life.
爱是生命。
And the only way to obtain life is to be born of.
唯一能够得着生命的途径就是从生命从这生命而
生。Therefore, if we want to gain life of God, the only way is to be born of God.
因此我们若要得神的生命我们必须从神而生
No, God has many, many attributes.
神有许多的性情
And through creation, we can see God is powerful.
从创造中我们看见神是何等有权能
He is righteous.
他是公义的
But he is wise.
他是有智慧的
He is all-knowing.
他是全知的
But we don't really know God until we realize God is love.
但我们不能真的认识神，直到我们知道神是爱。
Now, verse 8, the one who does not love does not know God, for God is love.
第八节，没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
you cannot separate love from God.
你不能把爱和神分开。
If you want to know love, you have to know God.
如果你要认识爱，你必须认识神。
If you do not love, then you do not know God.
如果你不认识爱，你就不认识神。
So this is the second point I'd like to make.
这是我想说的第二点。
Number one, love is from God.
第一点，爱是从神来的。
Number two, God is love.
第二点，神就是爱。
And I want to make the third point to you.
我再讲第三点。
How is this love? It's manifest in us.
这爱如何显明在我们里面
How are we related with the love of God?
我们如何与神的爱有关
Verse 9
第九节
God has sent his only begotten son into the world so that we might live through him. Verse 10 In this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins.
第九节，神差他独生子到世间来，使我们借着他得生。神爱我们的心在此就显明了，不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。
It is not that we love God.
不是我们爱神。
It is not that we are worthy of God's love.
不是我们配得神的爱。
Then Romans chapter 5 verse 8 says, God demonstrates His own love toward us.In that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
罗马书五章第八节，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
So this love is unconditional, is absolute, unlimited, and never changing.
这爱是没有条件的，是绝对的，是没有限制的，是永不改变的。
It demonstrates he not only.Love us, he demonstrates his love by sending his only son into the world to die for us.
神差遣他的独生子来到地上为我们死，显明了他的爱。
Brothers and sisters, do we have any reason to doubt God's love toward us?
弟兄姊妹，我们有任何原因来怀疑神向着我们的爱吗？
God has given us his only begotten son.
神把他独生爱子赐给我们。
There is nothing more.That he can do for us.
他不能再为我们做更多了。
You and I should agree that no one should ever question God's love.
你我都要同意，没有人能够怀疑神的爱。
But in reality, we were just the opposite.
但实际上，我们却刚好相反。
We often question love of God toward us.
我们常常对神向着我们的爱有疑问。
Just like Israelites.
如同以色列人。
I was reading Deuteronomy this Friday, and I was so surprised to read a verse in the Deuteronomy chapter 1.
当我这周在我周五在读生命记的时候，我非常惊讶读到这一节。
I couldn't believe that Israelite was saying that.
我不敢相信以色列人会说这样的话。
In Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 27, Israelite was complaining and said such a thing.
在生命记第一章这里，以色列人说了这样的话。
They said, "Because the Lord hates us, He has brought us out of the land of Egypt to deliver us into the hand of Amorites to destroy us.
以色列人说，耶和华因为恨我们，所以要将我们从埃及地领出来，要交在亚玛利人手中，除灭我们。
Brother and sister, can you believe that?
弟兄姊妹，你可以，你相信吗？
How can the Israelites say such a thing?
以色列人怎么会说这样的话？
How can they not understand the love of God toward them?
以色列人怎么不明白神向着他们的爱？
Is it the case that the God brought them out like a big eagle, bear them on the eagle's wings, and brought them to himself?
神不是把他们像鹰飞在翅膀上带他来归给他神吗？
How can you say God hates you?
以色列人怎么能说神恨他们？
They're in the wilderness.
在旷野。
God carried them just as a man carries his son.
神抚养他们如同人抚养儿子一样。
How can they say God hates them?
以色列人怎么能说神恨他们？
In the wilderness, God goes before them on their way.
在旷野，神在前面带领他们。
And seek out a place for them to encamp.
来为他们找安营的地方。
So in fire by night,And cloud by day.
夜间有火柱，日间有云柱。
Show them the way they should go.
来指示他们所当行的路。
How can they say God hates them?
他们怎么能说神恨他们？
It is beyond our understanding, right?
这实在是超过我们所能明白的。
It's all because they saw Amorites.
都是因着他们看见了亚摩利人。
It's all because they saw the fortified cities in Canaan.
因为他们看见了那坚固的城。
It's all because they saw Anakites.
因为他们看见了亚纳族。
When they saw those difficulties, they said, "You hate us."
当他们看见这些难处的时候，他们就说：“你恨我。”
Brothers and sisters, we are the same.
弟兄姊妹，我们是一样的。
When we see the Amorites and fortified cities and Anakites in our life, then we start questioning the love of God toward us.
当我们看见在我们生命中的亚摩利人、那坚固的城和亚纳族，我们也开始怀疑神向着我们的爱。
This is us.
这就是我们。
We like Israelites.
我们像以色列人一样。
We forget about the eagle's wings.
我们忘记了鹰的翅膀。
And we forget about a man carry his own son.
我们忘记了人抚养他的儿子。
And we forget about the pillar of cloud and pillar of fire.
我们忘记了云柱和火柱。
In front of Amorites, we question.The love of God.
在亚摩利人的面前，我们就对神的爱有疑问。
In front of a fortified city, we question the love of God toward us.
在坚固城的面前，我们就怀疑神向着我们的爱。
And this happened throughout the Old Testament.
在旧约里，这一再的发生。
Until the final book in Malachi.
直到在旧约的最后一卷书。
And God said, "I have loved you."
神说我爱你们。
And Israelites say, "How have you loved us?"
以色列人却说你在何事上爱我们。
They couldn't understand how have God loved them.
他们不明白神如何爱他们。
Have we ever questioned the love of God?
我们曾否对神向着我们的爱有疑问？
When we see the Amorites and Anakites, do you still trust the Lord?
当你看见亚摩利人，看见亚纳族，你有没有失去你向着神的信靠？
Do you still confess that God loves me?
你还能承认神爱你吗？
Even I have Amorites in front of me.
虽然有亚摩利人在我的面前。
Even I have fortified cities.In front of me.
虽然有坚固城在我的面前。
But I trust my Lord loves me.
但我相信我的主爱我。
We often don't do that.
我们常常不能如此。
Brother and sister, God has given His only begotten Son to us.
弟兄姊妹，神把他的独生爱子赐给我们。
And how can we question His love?
我们怎能怀疑他向着我们的爱？
Do you know the deepest pain in this world? The deepest pain in this world is when you love someone and you do not get a return love.
你知道在这世上最痛最深的痛苦就是你爱一个人但是却得不到他的回报。
Do you realize that Jesus, while on earth, wept twice?
你知道主耶稣在地上哭了两次。
So I can find only two times.
我只找到两次。
That Jesus wept.
主耶稣哭了。
And the first time is when He saw Jerusalem from afar, and Jesus wept for Jerusalem.
第一次是主耶稣远远地看到耶路撒冷，他就为耶路撒冷哀哭。
In Luke, in chapter 19, when Jesus approached Jerusalem, he saw the city and wept over it.
在路加福音十九章，耶稣快到耶路撒冷，看见城就为他哀哭。
And in Matthew, there is explanation.For the reason of this weeping.
在马太福音有解释他为什么哭。
And he said, How often I wanted to gather your children together the way a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you were unwilling.
我多次愿意召集你的儿女，好像母鸡把小鸡聚集在翅膀底下，只是你们不愿意。
Our Lord Jesus, like the hen, extended Her love toward all the cheeks, but the cheeks rejected the love.
主耶稣好像母鸡呼召他的小鸡聚集在他的面前，但是小鸡却拒绝了他的爱。
And this is the deepest pain in this world.
这是在世上最深的痛苦。
Jesus wept over Jerusalem.
主耶稣为耶路撒冷哀哭。
Because they rejected his love.
因为他们拒绝了他的爱。
Our Lord Jesus did not weep when he was in the court of the high priest.
主耶稣在大祭司的院中没有哭。
He did not weep on the cross over the entire time.
在十字架上的所有的时间中，他没有哭。
But he wept over Jerusalem.
但是他为耶路撒冷哀哭。
He wept when his people rejected his love.
因着他的子民拒绝他的爱，他哭了。
And there's a second time.
还有第二次。
The second time, Jesus wept for Martha, Mary, and Lazarus.
主耶稣第二次哭是为着马大、玛利亚和拉撒路。
Because Jesus loved them.
因为主耶稣爱他们。
They loved them so much.
他何等的爱他们。
But Jesus' love toward them was not understood.
但是主耶稣向着他们的爱却被人误解。
After the death of Lazarus,
拉撒路死后
，and Martha and Mary still love the Lord.
马大、玛利亚仍旧爱主。
But in their heart, there was a question.
可是在他们心中有一个问题。
Why didn't you come earlier?
你为什么不早一点来
？Why didn't you come earlier?
你为什么不早一点来？
So there was a question in the heart of Martha and Mary.
因此在马大玛利亚心中有一个疑问。
And for this question, Jesus wept.
因着这个疑问，耶稣哭了。
Because Jesus loved them so much.
因为耶稣何等的爱他们。
Jesus thought they was truly understood his love toward them.
耶稣看见他们并不真的明白像耶稣向着他们的爱。
But Jesus, when Jesus saw their sorrow, Jesus also saw the doubt in their heart.
当主耶稣看见他们的悲哀，他也看见他们心中的怀疑。
Therefore he wept.
因此耶稣哭了。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
Is there anyone here today still questions the love of God toward you?
这里有人还在还对神向着你的爱有疑问吗？
We are not 100% sure that God loves me.
我们不能百分之百的确定神爱我们吗？
Is God today weeping for any one of you here?
神今天为你们哪一位哭吗？
If you question His love, if His love is not understood by you, although Jesus may be weeping this morning for you.
如果你对神的对主耶稣的爱有疑问，主耶稣今天可能正在为你哭。
The love is manifest in us through His Son.
神的爱借着神的儿子显明出来。
So that's the third point.
这是第三点。
The fourth point is that there is a purpose in all this.
第四点就是这一切都有一个目的。
God's purpose is to perfect this love in us.
神的爱是叫他的爱在我们里面得以完全。
Therefore, God requires a response from all of us.
因此神要求我们都要向他的爱回应。
No, God is love.
神是爱。
So the only thing God loves, God wants from us is also love.
神向我们所要求的也只是爱。
Therefore, when a lawyer asked Jesus, what was the great commandment? And Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind.
因此当那律法师问主耶稣，律法上的诫命哪一条是最大的呢？主耶稣说，你要尽心尽性尽意尽力爱主你的神。
And the second is like it, you shall love your neighbors as yourself.
其次也相反，就是爱人如己。
And on these two commandments depend the whole law and the prophets.
这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。
All the things in law, everything written in the prophet can be summarized by these two commandments.
一切的律法和先知所说的一切话都能用 这一条 做总纲。
So God is looking for love.
因此神在寻找爱。
Secondly, God put us in church to perfect this love in us.
第二，神把我们放在教会里，好叫他的爱在我们里面得以完全。
There's no better place for us to be to be perfected in this love.
除了教会，没有其他的地方能更能叫我们的爱得以完全。
And the church is a school of love.
教会就是爱的学校。
In church life, we learn to love and serve one another.
在教会里面，我们学习如何彼此相爱，彼此服侍。
Brothers and sisters, it's not how much we do in an assembly.
弟兄姊妹，不是我们在聚会中做了多少事。
Some of us are very capable. We can do a lot of things.
有的人非常能干，他能做很多事。
But I don't believe one day God will ask how many things you have done in an assembly.
但我不相信神有一天会问你在教会中做了多少事。
God would ask how much love you put in everything you do.
神只会问你在你所做的每一件事上摆上多少爱。
It's also not about the great things that we do.
不关乎我们做了多大的事。
Many of us want to do great things in assemblies.
我们许多人愿意在聚会里头做大事。
And some of us do not care to do small things.
有些人不愿意做小事。
And God would not ask you, are you doing great things in assembly while you're on earth?
神不会问你，你在地上，你在聚会里头做了什么大事吗？
God would care if we do all things with love.
神只看重我们是不是做每一件事都有爱。
And this is a great opportunity for us to be perfected in this love.
因此这是最好的机会，让我们的爱得以完全。
So, how can this love be perfected in us?
因此这爱如何在我们里面得以完全？
Then the following scripture gives us some hint.
那下面的经文就来告诉我们。
And verse 14, We have seen and testified that the Father has sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God.
父差子做世人的救主，这是我们所知道、所看见且做见证的。凡认耶稣为神儿子的，神就住在他里面，他也住在神里面。
So the first thing we need to experience is to be born of God.
因此我们第一件所需要的就是从神而生。
By confessing our faith in Jesus.
我们承认我们相信主耶稣。
Brothers and sisters, amazingly, when you confess your faith in Jesus, then you will love those who follow Jesus.
非常奇妙的，当你承认主耶稣，你就会爱那些其他承认主耶稣名的人。
And this is nothing we can explain.
这是我们没有办法解释的。The
moment you confess your faith in Jesus, there is a love in your heart for those who are children of God.
当你在承认主耶稣的那一刻，你里面就会向着神的其他儿女有爱。
Last year I was traveling in the Netherlands.
去年我在荷兰旅行。
I was in the city, Hague.
我在海牙，我在海牙这个城。
And there are some brothers, they gathered together in Rotterdam.
有许多弟兄姊妹聚集在鹿特丹。And
through some brothers that they knew I was there.
经过一些弟兄姊妹，他们知道我在那里。So
they call me and want to get together, to have a dinner.
因此他们邀请我与他们一同进晚餐。I
have never met.
我们从来没有见过他们。Don't
even know what they look like.
我也不知道他们长得像什么。They're
not even in the same city.
我们甚至不在同一个城里。But
they insist.
但他们坚持。
To get together.
我们要相聚。I
couldn't really turn them down.
我实在不能拒绝他们。So
they drove from Rotterdam to my hotel.
因此他们从鹿特丹开车到我的旅馆。And
two brothers and one sister.
两位弟兄，一位姊妹。Then
took me to Chinatown.
他们带我到中国城。And
then had a meal together.
因此我们一起用餐。Brother
and sister, if not for Jesus Christ, I cannot think of any reason that four of us would get together in a restaurant eating dinner and fellowship.
弟兄姊妹，若不是因着主耶稣基督，我实在不能想象我们四个人会聚集在一起吃晚餐。I
have never met them before.
我从来没有见过他们。But when we
were together in the restaurant, we were like old friends.
当我们聚在餐厅的时候，我们就好像老朋友。We
have a lot to talk about.
我们有很多事情可以谈论。It's
not like it doesn't look like we just met first time.
所以我们一点都看不出来，我们是第一次相聚。This is
love of God.
这就是神的爱。The
reason we can get together that way because we were born of God.
我们能如此相聚，是因为我们是由神而生的。There's
no conditions.
没有什么条件。There's
no calculations.
没有不需要什么计算。
Because we were brothers.
因为我们是弟兄。
You know, when that day Jesus on the shore of Galilee, he saw two brothers there, Peter and Andrew.
当那日主耶稣行走在加利利海边，他看见那位两位弟兄西门和安德烈。
Jesus called them, follow me.
主耶稣就叫他们来跟从我。
They immediately they left their nets and followed Jesus.
他们就立刻舍了网，跟从了耶稣。How
can this be possible?
这怎么可能？
They haven't really knew Jesus yet.
他们并不真的认识主耶稣。They
have not gone through, the beatitude yet.
他们还没有听过登山宝训。And
how can they just left everything and follow Jesus?
他们怎能舍了一切跟随耶稣？
They didn't sit down calculating how much they have to have.
他们没有坐下来计算他们有多少东西。
They just went.
他们只是走，就跟着跟着。
This is love of Christ.
这就是基督的爱。
When love of God enters into your heart, you will not calculate anymore.
当神的爱进入你的心中，你就不再计算。
Paul said, "I have suffered the loss of all things."
保罗说，我将我为他丢弃万事。
And count them but rubbish, so that I may gain Christ.
看作粪土，为要得着基督。
The whatever things were gained to Paul, those things he has counted as loss.
他把万事都当作有损的。
And if you look at the life of Paul, you know, almost something controls him.
你看保罗的一生，好像有一样事物控制着他。
Something constrained Paul.
有一样事来激励他
，something compel him，
有一样事来鼓励他。
And he said in 2 Corinthians, the love of Christ constrains me.
他在哥林多后书说，原来基督的爱激励我们。
Now I had a mental picture of going out from the stadium in a very very large stadium, and when you try to exit the stadium.
我们就想象有一个很大的讲台，我们就上了讲台，然后
the stadium
一个很大的一个运动场。
And the gate is pretty small, and everyone trying to get out of the gate.
这个运动场那个门很小，所以每个人都要走出那个门。
So I have a big crowd trying to get out.
有很多人都要从那个门走出去。
And you are one of them.
你也是其中之一。
Have you encountered those situations where, you know, you can't really decide which direction you want to go?
你曾否在那样的情形中，你不知道要朝哪边走
？And the crowd controls you.
而是群众就控制着你。
The crowd constrains you.
而是群众就压制你。
The crowd compels you.
而是群众就好像带推着你。
And for Paul, it's the love of Christ.Controls him.
对保罗来说，就是基督的爱激励了他。
And therefore, we see his life, we see the love of Christ.
因此，我们看见他的生命，就看到基督的爱。
But how can we keep ourselves in this love?
但我们怎能保守自己在这爱中
？And gradually, after several years, we began to calculate again.
经过许多年，我们就开始计算。
Whether it is money, whether it is time, we start calculating.
或许是金钱，或许是时间，我们就开始计算。
And we begin to fall back on the self-centered love.
我们就回到那以自我为中心的爱。
And it is so difficult if we try to continue this Christian journey.With the self-centered love,
要继续这基督徒的旅程。我们要用这个以自我为中心的爱，真是非常困难。
But how can we continue?
但我们怎能够往前
？Verse 16.
十六节。
We have come to know and have believed the love which God has for us. God is love, and the one who abides in love abides in God. God abides in him.
神爱我们的心，我们也知道也信，神就是爱，住在爱里面的，就是住在神里面，神也住在他里面。
So the second point here is to abide in His love.
第二点就是住在神的爱里。
And this word is a big word in the Bible, and we heard it so many times.
这件事我们在圣经里头常常读到。
And sometimes when we hear something for so many times, it's difficult for us to understand its real meanings.
有时候我们听到太多次了，我们就没有办法明白它的真意。
Therefore, I use a different way of explaining it.
因此，我用一个不同的方法来解释。
To abide in His love is to make the love of God our home.
住在爱里面就是让这爱成为我们的家。
The home is where we return to every day.
家就是我们每一天归回的地方。
Therefore, to keep ourselves.In the love of God is to make the love of God our home.
因此，保守自己在神的爱中，就是让神的爱做我们的家。
When we run into trouble in our life, we have to return home.
当我们生活中有难处的时候，我们要回到家里。
Brothers and sisters, where do we return to now?
弟兄姊妹，我们现在回到哪里
？Do we return to anger and jealousy?
我们回到愤怒和嫉妒吗？
This is what Saul in Old Testament did every time.
这就是旧约里头扫罗每一次所做的。
Every time when the Saul saw David, he returned to anger and jealousy.
扫罗每一次看到大卫，他就回到愤怒和嫉妒。
Do you return to murmuring and complaining?
你回到发怨言。
That's what Israelite did.
这就是以色列人所做的。
Every time they saw trouble, they returned to murmuring and complaining.
每一次他们有了难处，他们就回到发怨言和抱怨。
Do you return to your own cleverness?
你回到你自己的聪明吗？
This is what Jacob did all the time.
这就是雅各常做的。
Every time Jacob encountered some troubles, Jacob returned to his own cleverness.
雅各每一次遇到难处，他就回到他自己的聪明。
Do you return to your parents?
你回到你的父母的身边吗？
This is their young brother Mark did.
这就是马可所做的。
Mark returned to Jerusalem to his mom.
马可回到耶路撒冷，到他的妈妈的身边。
Do you return to your job?
你回到你工作吗？
This is what Peter did three times.
这就是彼得三次所做的。
Peter always returned to fishing for some reason.
为了某种原因，彼得总是回去打鱼。
When trouble came, Peter went fishing.
当难处来了，彼得就去打鱼。
Because fishing is his home.
因为打鱼就是他的家。
Do you return to fishing also?
你也回去打鱼吗？
Do you return to your money?
你回到你的金钱吗？
That's what Judas did.
这就是犹大所做的。
They all had home.
他们都有家。
But the home is not the love of God.
但是他们的家不是神的爱。
If we want to keep ourselves in the love of Christ, we need to make the love of Christ our home.
如果我们要保守自己在基督的爱里，我们必须让基督的爱做我们的家。
We will have trouble.
我们会有难处。
But as long as we return home, we will keep ourselves in love of Christ.
但是只要我们回家，我们就能保守自己在基督的爱里。
That's what David did.
这就是大卫做的。
You read David's story. Every time he had trouble, he returned home.
你读大卫的故事，每一次他有难处，他就回家。
David had a have a hiding place.
大卫他有一个藏身之处。
So he said, "You are my hiding place."
他说你是我藏身之
处。You preserve me from trouble.
你必保佑我脱离苦难。
You surrounded me with the sounds of deliverance.
以得救的乐歌四面环绕我。
God is David's hiding place.
神就是大卫藏身之处。
David always went back to that hiding place.
大卫总是回到他的藏身之处。
And God surrounded David with songs of deliverance.
神就用得救的乐歌四面环绕他。
Brothers and sisters, every time you return to that hiding place, you will find the songs of deliverance.
弟兄姊妹，你每一次回到那藏身之处，你就会得得救的乐歌四面环绕你。
And that's what Paul and Silas did.
这就是保罗西拉所做的。
They were put in the inner prison. It's not outer prison, inner prison.
他们被放在内监，不是外监。
And their feet were in the stocks.
他们的脚被穿上木狗。
They sure had troubles.
他们真是有难处。
But in the trouble, Paul and Silas returned home.
但在这难处中，保罗西拉回家。
And they found sounds of deliverance.
他们就得着得救的乐歌。
They were praying and singing hymn of praises.
他们就赞美神，祷告神。
This is the way. This is the way we keep ourselves.In the love of Christ.
这就是我们能保守自己在基督的爱的途径。
We need to born of God and we need to keep ourselves in the love of Christ.
我们必须从神而生，我们必须保守自己在基督的爱里。
Finally, verse 20. If someone says, "I love God," and hates his brother, he is a liar. For the one who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen.
二十节，人若说我爱神却恨他的弟兄，就是说谎言的，不爱他所看见的弟兄，就不能爱没有看见的神。
Loving one another is evidence of loving God.
彼此相爱就是爱神的凭据。
And the commandment we have from him, verse 21, that the one who loves God should love his brother also.
我们从神所得的命令，二十一节，爱神的也当爱弟兄。
Brothers and sisters, the test of love is to love the unlovable.
弟兄姊妹，爱的试验就是要爱那不可爱的。
No, not everyone is lovable.
不是每个人都是可爱的。
But Christ died for everyone.
但是基督为每一个人而死。
Therefore, there is a chapter 13 in 1 Corinthians.
因此在哥林多前书里有十三章。
And that is a chapter for all of us.Learn how to love one another.
那就是叫我们能够彼此相爱。
And love is long suffering.
爱是恒久忍耐。
I remember that a long time ago, when we are very small, we had a brothers that came to the Bible study and almost immediately fell asleep.
我记得多年以前有位弟兄来到我们聚会中，他每一次来都会常常就睡着了。
And it's not so difficult to be kind to the brothers.
能够对着这神有对着能对着这人有恩慈是不容易的。
不太难。
不太难的，不太难的。
For one day.
一天哦，我们一天对着这个人有恩慈是不难的。
It's not too hard to be kind for someone that's sleeping.
我们向着这睡觉的人有恩慈，是不难的。
But he did this every time.
但他每一次都如此。
You know, he came and he slept.
他来了，他就睡着了。
And it's hard to be kind for very long.
所以，但是在长久的时间里，就对对他有恩慈就很困难。
But the brother came every time.
但这弟兄每一次都来。
Slept every time.
每一次都睡着了。
So this become suffering long.
因此这就是需要长久的忍耐。
Then one day, then one brother encouraged me.
有一天，弟兄就激励我。
He said, "You know, we thank the Lord that this brother could have slept in his own bed."
我们要感谢主，因为这个弟兄他可以在他的家里的床上睡觉。
It's much easier to sleep in his own bed.
在他自己的卧房里睡觉更容易。
And this brother must be very, very tired during the day.
这个弟兄在白天已经非常的疲倦。
And yet he still wants to sleep in the house of God.
但是他仍旧愿意在神的家中睡觉。
Isn't that precious?
何等的宝贵。
I have never had any problem after that.
从那以后我就再也没有难处了。
And we have to learn how to love one another.
我们需要学习彼此相爱。
You know, bear one thing is probably okay.
我们要忍耐是
包容。
包容一切。
But bear all things.
我们能够包容一样事是容易的，要凡事包容是难的。
And but Paul said bears all things.
但保罗说凡事包容。
It's hard. You know, every single brother has so many things that's not quite right.
这是非常困难，因为每一个弟兄都有一件事好像不是那么对的。
If you cannot bear all things, then you cannot even love just one brother.
如果不能你不能凡事包容，你就不能你连一位弟兄都不能爱。
You have to bear all things in order to love one person.
你必须要凡事包容才能爱一个人。
So this is great school of love.
这就是很伟大的爱的学校。
And there is a lawyer who was very smart. And when he heard this commandment, love your neighbors.
有一个律法师他非常聪明，他听到这个命令说爱你的邻舍。
And he said, who is my neighbors?
他就说谁是我的邻舍呢？
You know, he's trying to be smart. He said, who is my neighbors?
所以他想要表现他的聪明，他就说谁是我的邻舍呢？
And Jesus told him a story.
耶稣就告诉他一个故事。
And asked him who was this wounded person's neighbors.
耶稣就问他谁是这受伤人的邻舍。
There was a person wounded on the way from Jerusalem to Jericho.
有一个人他从耶路撒冷下到耶利哥的时候受伤了。
And a priest came by and passed by.
有一个祭司走过来了又离开了。
And a Levi came and passed by.
有一个利未人走过来也离开了。
And the Samaritan came and helped this wounded.
这撒玛利亚人有一个撒玛利亚人来了，他就帮助了这个受伤的人。
And Jesus asked the lawyer who was the neighbor of this wounded person.
主耶稣就问这律法师说，谁是这受伤人的邻舍？
The lawyer said, "Is the one who showed mercy."
这律法师就说，就是那有怜悯的那。
And Jesus said, "Do likewise."
主耶稣就说，你也如此行。
So when this person, when the Samaritan showed mercy to the wounded, then this wounded became his neighbor.
当这撒玛利亚人向这个受伤的人显出他的怜悯的时候，这撒玛利亚人就是他的邻舍。
Even though Jews and Samaritans have no dealings.
虽然犹太人跟撒玛利亚人中间从不来往。
But when you show mercy to a wounded person, you too become neighbors.
但是若你向着这受伤的人显出你的怜悯，你们就成为邻舍。
And it go both ways.
另外一方面也是如此。
You are his neighbor and he is your neighbors.
你是他的邻舍，他是你的邻舍。
So who is our neighbors?
所以谁是我们的邻舍？
Those who are in need.
就是那些有需要的人。
That is our neighbors.
他就是我们的邻舍。
Do likewise.
你们也照样去行。
Verse 17.
17节。
By this love is perfected with us, so that we may have confidence in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so also are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves punishment, and the one who fears is not perfected in love.
这样爱在我们里面得以完全，我们就可以在审判的日子坦然无惧，因为他如何，我们在世上也如何。爱里没有惧怕，爱既完全，就把惧怕除去，因为惧怕里含着刑罚，惧怕的人在爱里未得完全。
I was so happy when I read this verse this time.
我这次读这经文的时候非常喜乐。
Because I always wonder, how am I going to do in the day of judgment?
因为我常常在想，在审判的日子，我怎么能过？
Have you ever thought about that?
你曾经思想过这件事吗？
There will be a day of judgment where you have to stand in front of the judgment seat.
有一个审判的日子，我们要站在审判台前。
Well, you have confidence in the day of judgment.
在审判的日子，你能坦然无惧吗？
Oh, I admire Paul because he is so confident. He was so confident, right?
我非常羡慕保罗，因为他是如此的有信心。
He was so confident there will be a crown for him.
他是如此的有信心，知道有公义的冠冕要为他存留。
But I'm not Paul.
但我不是保罗。
I don't know. I will have the confidence like Paul.
我不知道我能不能有像保罗那样的信心。
But brother and sister, how about you?
弟兄姊妹，你呢？
Are you confident in the day of judgment?
在审判的日子，你能坦然无惧吗？
We don't know when that day will come. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe the day after tomorrow.
我们不知道那日子什么时候来，也许是明天，也许是后天。
But it will come.
但会来的。
But the question is, are you confident in the day of judgment?
但问题是，你在审判的日子能够坦然无惧吗？
But I'm so happy to see these verses now.
我现在读到这节经文，我非常喜乐。
Because there is a way to gain the confidence in the day of judgment.
因为在审判的日子能够坦然无惧，有一个途径。
No, if we keep ourselves in the love of Christ, we will be confident in the day of judgment.
如果我们保守自己在基督的爱里，在审判的日子就能坦然无惧。
And Paul said, The crown is not only for him, but also for all who have loved his appearing.
保罗说，那公义的冠冕不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
So there is a way to have that confidence in the day of judgment.
所以在审判的日子能坦然无惧，有一个途径。
How do we gain this confidence?
我们如何得着这信心
？By keeping ourselves in the love of God.
就保守我们在神的爱里。
If we return home every single day.
如果我们每一天都回家。
If we return to the love of Christ.Every single day.
如果我们每一天都回到基督的爱里
，and we keep ourselves in love of God.
我们保守自己在神的爱里
，and waiting anxiously for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to eternal life.
仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯，直到永生。
So then we will have confidence in the day of judgment.
因此，在审判的日子，我们就能坦然无惧。
Brothers and sisters, this is good news.
弟兄姊妹，这是好消息。
This is simple good news.
这是很简单的好消息。
It's not about what we should do.
不关乎我们能做什么。
It's not about great things we have to accomplish.
不关乎我们要成就什么伟大的事。
It is simply about keeping ourselves in the love of Christ every single day.
我们只要每一天保守自己在基督的爱里。
And there will be troubles in our path.
我们的路上会有难处。
But may the Lord have mercy on us. All the trouble simply compel us to return to the love of Christ.
愿主激励我们，所有的难处只是来能够激励我们，叫我们能回到家里。
And if we're doing this, we will have confidence in the day of judgment.
我们若如此行，在审判的日子，我们就能坦然无惧。
And it is God's mercy and grace.To give us this confidence.
这是神的怜悯和恩典，给我们这样的信心。
Now we, all of us, most of us, have been born of God.
我们大部分的人都已经从神而生了。
If any one of us today,
如果今天有任何人
that have not been born of God, today is your chance.
如果你还没有重生，今天是你的机会。
Do not wait for another day.
你不要再等候另一天。
There's no other way to gain the love of Christ, unless You are born of God.
你没有其他的途径能够得到基督的爱，除非你从神而生。
And for all of us that have been born of God, we need to abide in His love.
我们从神而生的人，我们必须住在神的爱中。
And God give us a good environment to do that. It is His people.
主给我们一个很好的环境，就是他的子民中。
And in His people, we learn how to be perfected.
住在他的子民中，我们就学习我们的爱如何能完全。
Therefore, we will have that confidence in the day of judgment.
因此，在审判的日子，我们就能坦然无惧。
Let's pray.
那我们祷告。
Father, we thank you that this morning that your word has encouraged us to have that confidence in the day of judgment.
父啊，我们感谢你，今天早晨你再来激励我们，叫我们知道如何在审判的日子能坦然无惧。
We thank you for Your love to save us when we were sinners.
我们感谢你在我们还罪人做罪人的时候，你的爱就拯救我们。
Therefore, this love, this life is in us today.
因此，这个爱如今在我们的里面。
Then we pray that we will abide in this love all the days of our life.
我们就祷告，在我们余生，我们就住在这爱里。
Keeping ourselves in the love of God.
保守自己在神的爱里。
And we thank you for giving us brothers and sisters.
我感谢你赐给我们弟兄姊妹。
So we can learn to love one another.
叫我们能够学习彼此相爱。
So that this love will be perfected in us.
因此这爱在我们里面得以完全。
We pray that all of us today will have the confidence in the day of the judgment.
我们祷告，我们每一个人在审判的日子都能坦然无惧。
We thank you for your words.
我们感谢你的话语。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
阿门。阿门。